Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bert Show.
So I got a tremendous honor coming up over the course of the next couple of weeks that I wanted to share with you guys. So the Friends of Georgia Radio have inducted me into their Hall of Fame.
What? Dude, this has been a big year for you.
This has been a big year, right?
Between the billboard at the airport.
Uh-huh. That's the only one you need to say.
Well, and hammering the spike at the Atlanta United game.
That was dang cool also.
And now you got this.
Yeah. So the Friends of Georgia Radio, because I wasn't really familiar with the organization. All I heard them say was Hall of Fame, and I said yes. We raise funds for an award yearly scholarships for students at Georgia colleges and universities and provide mentoring for those students from professionals and legends.
Okay.
In the radio industry, we're multifaceted multimedia specialists committed to helping up and coming broadcasting students fund their education and recognizing those giants upon whose shoulders we stand. So they asked me to be in the Hall of Fame.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
The cooler part of the whole thing for me is that it's great to be in it. And I used to say, like, you know what, in radio, I don't care about any awards. The only award I care about is the ratings award. As I'm on the back end of my career, I'm starting to change my tune on that because this is really pretty cool. So they told me that, look, you go up, and it's in Sandy Springs, like at the end of August. You go up and you give like a 4-minute speech, which will be easy. And they said, and if you want, you can ask somebody to introduce you. We give them 2 minutes to introduce you. And I thought, that would be really cool. Who should I ask? Who should I ask? Who should I ask? And I thought, look, the perfect person would be Blake. Because he came to us as an intern, right? Then he was a producer. And now the dude has left our show and he's bouncing all over the country as an anchor in different news places. So I call him up and I'm like, dude, you got 2 minutes on August 23rd to induct me, you know, like do the introduction for the induction into the Hall of Fame. And dude almost started crying on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's going down on August 23rd and Blake's going to be the one that's going to be introducing me.
I love that so much.
Yeah, congrats, man.
It's
that's
really,
fine.
Really cool.
Yeah, for
really
sure.
Cool. All right. Did you guys see this weekend, Mo? I'm sure you saw it. Did you guys see that the basketball player that found out that he got traded while he was on stage at a convention?
No.
Yeah, I saw it.
All right, so this dude's name's Kevin Durant. He's a future Hall of Famer.
Superstar.
Superstar. He's on the back end of his career, but he can be very helpful, like super helpful to a team that's sort of on the cusp of a championship. So Kevin Durant is on stage. I think it was some kind of fan fest.
I think, yeah, it was doing like some kind of conference where he was supposed to be there to like sign things and just speak about life to some of his fans and some of his supporters.
And he's on stage and they're asking him questions and stuff like that. And then the woman that starts to ask questions goes, wait, what? What? And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people watching Kevin Durant while he's on stage. She's like, what? What? Starts hitting like her IFB in her ear and stuff. I'm here to tell you guys that Kevin Durant has just been traded.
It was breaking news right at that moment while he was on the stage.
He didn't even know about it. So he finds out in front of thousands of people that he's leaving Phoenix and he's going to Houston.
That doesn't...
Oh, God.
I feel bad for him that he had to find out that way.
I do think, though, he as surprised as he might have been to find out in that moment, it wasn't as if he had no idea that a trade was coming.
Right.
Like, he didn't know a trade was coming.
Something
was in
the works.
He just didn't know when.
Yes.
Right, right.
But you would think... that before he went on the stage, I'd go, dude, I just want to let you know it's real close.
Like, get at least a text or something. But nope, they didn't reach out at all. So he did look relieved.
He did look relieved.
He looked very relieved.
He didn't want to be playing for Phoenix.
He looked happy. Well,
what's the story with Phoenix versus Houston? Like, what is? Would you rather play for Houston? Is that, like, a better team?
They're close.
It's not too much better, but it's pretty close. And I think Houston wanted to go with the Kevin Durant because they're a little more comfortable with him. But they gave up some young superstars that people are not really happy about in Houston either.
Houston feels like what I meant by close. They were close to like getting to a championship. And they thought he would be the one piece maybe that would get us over the top.
Oh.
So he finds out on stage. So I do a quick Google search just wondering, like, what is the worst and most inappropriate way that you found out that you just got fired? Right?
Okay.
My best friend at the time came into work one morning and saw a post-it on his monitor. It said something along the lines of, please remove your things. Your final check will be mailed to you. Thanks.
Via post-it?
Post-it?
On his monitor.
It's like the Sex and the City episode when Carrie got broken up with a post-it.
That's right. I can't do this is what it was, right?
Please don't hate me.
My best friend... here's another one. I found out I lost my job on TV. We all found out the same way. Hundreds of us. We turned on the morning news one morning to see that the entire company folded overnight. Nobody had any idea about it at all.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
Every month, our company held an ice cream party in our conference room, something we all look forward to every single month. So when they called the 5 o'clock meeting on Friday for the ice cream party, we're all like, woo, ice cream day! They get everybody in there to eat ice cream, and that's when they break it to them, hey, company is shutting down.
Just give them ice cream. They'll be fine.
Ice cream for a new job.
That's it. And this one here was my favorite. So a guy is driving his employer's van. I guess it's one that has the logos on the side. I'm just going to make something up. It's a plumbing business, right? So he's driving the van around, and some dude cuts him off, and they start to have one of these road rage incidents where the guy he cuts off starts honking at him, and then he gets in front of the guy in the van and slams on the brake, and then the guy, the employee in the van, gets in front of him, slams on the brake. They are flipping each other off. No, the driver is flipping the guy off, and... as he's pulling into work, he's starting to get nervous now that this guy that's road raging is following him into work. So he gets into the work parking lot and he gets out of the van to confront the guy who obviously is really, really upset. And it turns out to be the owner of the company.
He's trying to fire him. Yeah.
No, he wasn't trying to fire him. He just happened to accidentally cut this dude off that was the owner and started getting into this road rage thing with the owner of the company. He gets into the parking lot and...
That's it.
Dear God.
Now, of all the people.
On the same thread, I thought this was really funny, but it wasn't what they were looking for. A woman I worked with spread the story of a ghost who roamed the second floor of our building. The place used to be a tobacco shop, and she'd say you could still smell the cigarettes at certain times of the day when the ghost was around. Turns out she was just sneaking off for a cigarette every 15 minutes and smoking inside the building. It took him over 10 years for her to get caught.
10 years? And that was her cover, a ghost?
That was her cover because it was a tobacco place.
Worked for 10 years.
I swear, if you stay here long enough, you'll be able to smell it.
It's the ghost of employment's past.
All right, Abby, a message for the girls in Atlanta.
Yes, I'm trying to help out my ladies because I understand while it's hot girl summer, cuffing season is just around the corner. So if you want to get a head start so you're not by yourself again this winter, I have found a new spot where all of the men are, and it is not a bar. So if you don't like to go out, if you're not a drinker, if you're not a partier, this is the perfect thing for you. And I've just now discovered this new thing called... coffee shops.
Come on.
Okay, no. I have been to coffee shops throughout Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
consistently. I'm a coffee drinker. I'm a tea drinker. I have been to probably every major Instagram spot since moving here. I've been here 2.5 years, and I feel like just recently the men have discovered that coffee shops are the places to hit on women. And let me tell you why. So last weekend, I told y'all I was on the Beltline. I was at that new coffee shop at the Fourth Hotel, Bar Premio. And I showed up 30 minutes before because I wanted to make sure that I was there so all of the girls knew where to find me. I could take pictures, get a little coffee, get a pastry, have myself a moment.
You're so responsible. I love it.
When I tell you, I saw probably 3 to 4 guys walk in by themselves with dogs and chat up ladies around the coffee shop. I'm telling you, it was like a flirt fest. I have never seen so many men approach women in the wild. And so I was like, hey, maybe this is just like it's a Saturday. There's a run club outside. You know, it's kind of like the horniest place in Atlanta right now is those run clubs.
Yeah.
But then I went to the Chastain a couple days later. Same thing. 2 guys, both alone, both with dogs. So there's a theme here. They must be, they're looking for dog moms. They're looking to share the burden of taking care of a fur child. 2 guys chatting up ladies at the Chastain on the following Sunday. And so I think if you want to get a boyfriend, ditch the bar, go get a dog, and go hang out at a local coffee shop.
But like not a Starbucks, because that's...
No, you
got to be something more.
Go somewhere local. Go to the Chastain, go to Bar Premio, go to Perk, any of those places, Brash. Any of those places, you are going to find yourself a man, and I'm going to be proof because I'm next. Because all I'm doing is hanging out at coffee shops this weekend.
Okay, so that's where you're hunting now.
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies, coffee shops around Atlanta where the dudes are hanging out.
Exactly.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.